It'd be nice if God would speak to us like he spoke to Moses in the burning bush today. You'd just be walking around and all of a sudden something would appear and you'd just hear God say, you know, Billy, hey, do this today. Be, oh, that's nice to know. And we can be, sometimes when we read the Old Testament too, we can say, how come God was so like intimately involved in some people's lives? And for us, he seems more remote. Did he change how he does things? What's going on there? Well, we actually have a more intimate connection than Moses did with God. Moses has this story that's interesting to read. The thing about Moses' life, he didn't have even scripture to read. We have so much more contact with God. We're so much more intimately connected with God than even Moses was. Because, above all, the fullness of revelation, we hear things about being God revealing himself to us in our first reading and our gospel today. Jesus praises the Father for revealing these things to the little ones. God revealed himself perfectly in the person of Jesus Christ, that he revealed completely who he was to us by becoming us. And through that, we have his words, we have the church that he established, and above all, we have something greater than the burning bush, we have the Eucharist. But we have all of scripture, all thousands of years of meditating upon scripture. We have the resources to know God even more intimately than Moses did in all of the little episodes that he had. We participate in those mysteries. Through our baptism, we're actually incorporated into the body of Christ so that we can know the Father. Jesus says, no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. We are members of the body of Christ. We are part of the Son. We actually participate in God's own knowledge. That's what our gift of faith is. The theological virtue of faith is our own participation in God's knowledge of himself. We don't know God from the outside like a bunch of strangers wandering around in the desert like Moses. We know God from the inside. We are part of the life of God, the inner life of the Holy Trinity, which sounds, okay, wow. Have we given ourselves to actually entering into that mystery, to letting God reveal himself to us? Why does God want to reveal himself to us? Not because he needs anything, he needs nothing. Because we need him. And because out of an inexplicable love for us, he wants us to be like him. He wants us to participate in his life. He wants to spend time with us. And if we don't give ourselves time to allow ourselves to be like little ones, like Jesus says in the gospel, we won't experience Jesus the Father speaking to us as he spoke to Moses so many years ago. But we have greater gifts than Moses. We're more involved in God's life than Moses was. But we have to make space in our lives to allow that voice to come through to us, to take some time to study scripture, to listen to people who are wise and learned in the ways of God. And above all, to spend those intimate moments in prayer when God, just as he revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush, can reveal himself to us and reveal not only himself to us, but reveal ourselves to us, because he knows us even more than we know ourselves.